World history is in many ways a study of imperialism. It is about the rise and the fall of empires. In our time, we have seen a particularly ruthless form of imperialism, specifically Anglo-American imperialism. The death toll unleashed by this form of imperialism is probably an all-time record. Very specifically, America launched the largest campaign of genocide in history against the Native Americans. Indeed, America's campaign of genocide was the model that inspired Hitler for his campaign of genocide. It's not an accident that he even called his wartime train America, because he was trying to fulfill the American dream as he saw it. Now, in Anglo-American imperialism, one of the particularly disgusting aspects of it is the level of hypocrisy that they were bringing civilization or freedom or whatever to the people that they conquered. As a part of this, one of the truly despicable people is a fellow called David Livingstone in England. Livingstone was a psychopath and a total charlatan. He started out as a supposed missionary in Africa, and he converted no one. The one guy he converted repudiated Christianity. And in his diary, Livingstone admitted that in many ways the traditional African life was far superior to England. But these kind of reservations didn't bother him in his campaign for money and power. He went back to England and, sort of like the TV evangelists in our time, cooked up a completely fraudulent collection of stories about his huge success as a missionary and became a national hero of England, and then got money for a big exploration campaign of Africa. Much more ominous was Livingstone marketing to the British the idea of some kind of moral obligation to conquer Africa, to save Africa for Christ, or fight the slave trade in Africa, and also, what a coincidence, to help British big business make money in Africa. For the people of Africa, this was an incredibly deadly combination. Now, Livingstone went back to Africa and made pretty much a mess out of things and got lost and nearly died, and was, by the way, rescued by some slave traders and kept alive. And it was supposedly a great thing when one of the more utterly ruthless explorers, Stanley, a guy who later worked for King Leopold, a person who killed 6 million Africans, so supposedly found Livingstone, and that was all wonderful, and so on and so forth. That was what was focused on. The destruction of African lives was a considered very, very insignificant point. The missionaries all over Africa were not saying there weren't some good people, but they played a very important role in the structure of imperialism. Frequently, they would provoke natives with their ignorance and their bigotry. And then they would have to be rescued by European armies, which totally coincidentally then seized control of the countries they'd invaded. So all this is a very unhappy story, and is directly related to the disastrous state of Africa today, because they imposed on Africa, they destroyed, ruthlessly destroyed, as Christianity usually does. Certainly one of the most intolerant religions in the history of the world. They ruthlessly destroyed traditional African systems of life and replaced it with a kind of cutthroat capitalism with a smiley face Jesus. This is going on into today, and Africa has massive internal environmental problems that are going to lead to an even bigger death toll than the tidal wave of death that was unleashed by European imperialism. As a side factor, King Leopold's Congo Free State was considered the wonderful evangelical private sector approach to save the Africans in darkest Africa and bring them the light of Jesus. Well, ended up killing at least 6 million of them. And the horrors in the Congo Free State were probably duplicated elsewhere. The big difference between the Congo Free State and the other horrors is that there was a big incentive by competing colonial powers to expose them. Britain wanted the Congo Free State, and the only reason they probably didn't seize it is because of the approach of World War I and the reluctance to get into a fight with Belgium over that. So this is all a very ugly and unhappy story, but is highly relevant to today with today's liberal imperialism, which is every bit as ruthless as its precedent in the 19th century.